We're at the bottom of Tez Zion Amud Beis, second from the bottom line, where the Gemara is now going to talk about different things, songs they would sing at weddings and other occasions. Some of them might sound a little bit familiar to you. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan Ketzad Meraktim Lifnei HaKala. How do we dance in front of the Kala? Rashi says, how do you dance in front of the Kala? Ma Omrim Lefaneha. There apparently was a minhag to dance in front of the Kala and to say something about her, right? To be mishabeach her in front of her husband. And we're going to see a lot of examples of this, trying things that people would do to get the husband to feel good about the fact that he's marrying this woman. So Tanu Rabbanan Ketzad Meraktim Lifnei HaKala Beishame Omrim Kala Kamo Shehi. That's not the words you would say, Beisham says, but you would say whatever it is about her that was appropriate. That's what you would say, Rashi says. You would say whatever it is that is, appropriate to say about this person. Beis Hillel says, no, this is what you always say. You always say, Kala na vechasuda. She's beautiful, she's chasuda. Rashi, chasuda shal chesed, achut shal chesed, mashuch aleha. Right, she's a... she's wonderful, she's amazing. You would always say that about every single woman. So Amalahem Bisham Vesila. Harisha Haisa Higeres Asuma Omunla Kalanava Khasuda. And when she's a cripple or she's blind or whatever it is, you're gonna say Kalanava Khasuda? Vyatora Umra Midvar Shekhar Tirchak. You're not supposed to lie, right? Meaning you can't lie, you can't say things that are not true, and Bisham doesn't mean it as a shtuck, it means it seriously. It's just not how can we say things that are not the truth? So we're not going to say kalanav chazuda if it's not the truth. We should find something else to say, right? So amalam beis hilo beis shamai ledivrechem mi shalakach mekach ra min hashuk yishabchenu beinav o yigadnenu beinav havi omer yishabchenu beinav. So mikan amru chachamim laolam tehidaito shal adam mireves imabriyo. So beis shamai beis hilo beis shamai. We know there's a rule in general. If someone makes a purchase, right, and they bring it back and they say, well, what do you think? How do you like my car? How do you like my new shirt? How do you like my new tie? Whatever it is, right? So what should you do? She says, oh, it's really not nice. I think it looks terrible, right? Hey, like my new haircut, right? Oh, it's horrible, right? Or should you say something nice? The answer is you should say something nice. So same thing. And we learn from here that a person should always, try to, do things, be a person who can be, sociable with other people. It should be, look at Rashi says, Mikan Amru Dir Beis Hillel Sha'amru Yishabchena Tehev Daito Sha'adam Mirevitz Mabriyos Lasos Leish Veish Tirtzono, right, to help a person feel good about himself, basically. So the Acharon point out, by the way, that of course if someone, says, like, how do you like my phone? How much did you pay for it? I paid $4,000. Covered, you got ripped off. That you should tell the person, right? If it's something that the person can fix, if it's something that was wrong or a real mistake, so you can tell them. But we're talking about, as you know, instances where someone asks you your opinion when really they already feel good about what they got. And then they're not sure how they feel, but it's a final sale, it's done already, right? So you make them feel good about it. You don't say something not nice because it's not gonna help them. So same thing here. They're getting married already. It's done. So what are you gonna say? So Bishop Hill says, Yishabchanu, you should make him feel good, right? At the end of the day, it's like a proper midos. Oh, it's not the truth. Okay, it doesn't matter. So we a lot of times we have so many examples of times when we allow a person to say something that's not totally the truth in order to for shalom bayis, right? Kadosh, one of the most famous examples of Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, right? She Sarah said, vanizakanti, how can I have children? I'm old, right? Whereas really what did she say? Vadunizagain, she said, how can I have children? My husband's old, right? So why does Hashem change it? He was mishana pnei shalom. Hashem himself lied sometimes to make shalom bayis. So Beis Hillel argues, again, same thing. If you want to make, you want to be Merev, Merebrio, some people should like you. You should make people feel good, right? And if that's true, we understand that's why you should say, Kal na v'chasuda. I don't think you ever heard somebody say, Ketza merakim kala kala kamoshe hi. They don't sing that one, right? So they Beis Hillel wins. And as he does often. But presumably that's how we pass.
Is Beis Hillel saying say it as it is, or find something?
No, he says
nice
find something nice. Okay. No, he doesn't. Kala Kamoshi is not the phrase. He's saying whatever it is, you find something. She is wonderful personality. Da 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 da. You're not gonna do that. It's not gonna work. And so we As you know, when you start singling out people, and make a simcha ever, right? You start singling out people, and you say this thing about that person, and it's not all the same, so it's going to lead to disaster. So Beis Hillel says, don't even go there. Just say Kana v'chasuda for everybody. Right, Kala Kamoshi says, and if she has something bad about her, just don't say. Right? If you have nothing nice to say, say nothing at all. Right? Inami yeshavchu bedavar no, she yeshba kagon beinao biyadeha. Right? She has nice eyes, she has nice hands. Imhem yafos, says like a Seinfeld. If imhem yafos, we sell omrim yeshavchu alagamrei. He says, no, just give her, just praise her. Because Beis Hillel says, look what nice fingers she has, right? That's because you think that the rest of her is not nice. So Beis Hillel says you can't do that. So that's why this is throughout Shas, Beis Hillel Bisham have basically, I won't say this machlokas, but very often, right? This Beis Hillel has this like sensitivity that Beis Shammai seems to say, hey, you have to be emistic. And it's like different personalities, right? Beis Hillel's like, no, you have to be nice. But fine. Okay, let's keep going. And we're going to find interesting ways that people would sing other things in other scenarios. So Rav Dimi says, I'll tell you about how you sing in front of a kala in Eretz Yisrael. Right? She doesn't need makeup, she doesn't need blush, she doesn't need braids, and she has chayin, she shines either way. Right? So it's a different way of singing the same idea. She's naturally beautiful, they would say about her. Right? Just interesting, by the way, when you see other examples in a second, you might have argued like it's not like the most sanua thing to sing about the beauty of a woman, like the chachamim get up and sing how beautiful a woman is. Like, what? I don't know. It's not like we encourage, as I tell my students, you have to marry someone who's beautiful. You have to check out, make sure that you think the woman's beautiful before you marry her. Right? She should be attracted to you. But like, do you have like the rabbanim get up and sing like about her beauty? It doesn't seem like so. So what's the answer? The answer is because it's that important for Shalom Bayis that people should feel good about the person that they marry, that we should be Meshabeach. It's that valuable, right? Okay, so that's they would sing in Eretz Yisrael. Next, Kisamchu Rabbanu L'Rabbi Zera. When the Rabbanim gave Smicha to Rabbi Zera, Sharu Lehachi, they sang a song. What song did they sing when they gave Smicha to Rabbi Zera? So they said, Lo kachav, lo shrak, lo pichos, v'yalas chayin. They said he doesn't need makeup, doesn't need blush, doesn't need braids, and he has a lot of chayin. What in the world? What are you talking about? Answer is, right, look what Rashi says. Does Rashi explain it? No, but it's the idea being, right, obviously, it's a metaphor, right? He is so naturally amazing, right? He doesn't need any cover-up for himself. He's such an amazing Talmud Chacham, and that's how awesome he is. Okay. So now we talked about giving smicha, so now we're going to have another example. Ki samchu rabbanan l'Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi. When they gave smicha to Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, sharu lehu hachi. They sang a different song. Kol min din v'chol min din smuchu lanu. Right? Anyone who's like these people, we should give smicha to. And then they went to the negative. Lotis mechulana, and who should we not give smicha to? We mean who shouldn't get smicha for us, for Klal Yisrael? Lo minas sarmitin, v'amila, lo min chamisin, v'lo min turmisin. Okay, so who are the different types of people who should not get smicha? So number one is the sarmitin, those who distort the Torah. V'lo min sarmitin, those who are like rags. Rags meaning, Rashi explains a little bit here. Sarmisin, says Rashi, misarsin halachos behefech tamein. Right? They give pshat, but they give the opposite explanation. I mean, they don't give real good explanations for their psak. Sarmitin lashon smartutin. Right? It's like rags. Some of Farshim explain means like they say ideas that are like they're like half baked. Right? Like the same way that a rag can't fully cover your body. So it's like a half idea. They don't say ideas that are really great. Chamisin, says Rashi, omim chamishis hatams. Chamisin from lashon chamish. Right? They say 20%. Of the reason. They don't give a full reason when they explain. And Tormisin, Rashi says it's no. There's no explanation for what this means exactly. Some say it's like some type of, vegetable or something. But the point being, right, it rots or something. But the point being, people who are empty, they don't say good svaros. Fine. So the bottom line is, when they would give smicha to these two people, so they, I don't know, it was a gramin or whatever, but they said a song to Rabbi Amram Yasi that if we would only make give smicha to these individuals and not people like these other people who are much less worthy of smicha. Fine. Rabbi Avohu ki hava asil misifta lebei kesar. Rabbi Avohu would go from the yeshiva to the house of the kesar. Right? He would go to the yeshiva and then he would go do what he had to do politically at the house of the Caesar. Nafgad amasa de be kesar laape. So the women of the house of the Caesar would come out to greet him. Umashunlei, and they would sing to him. Mashunlei hache. This is what they would sing. Rava de ame umidabarna de umse. It's a, you are the rabbi of the nation and the leader of the community. You know, they basically both mean leader of the nation. But botsina de nehura, right? You are like a lit candle that radiates. Brich masyech le shalom. Your travels, your arrival should be in peace. So again, why are you telling the story? Again, just another example of certain songs that people would sing to each other in certain scenarios. So Amr Alava Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai. Shayanotel Bad Shahadas. So now we're back to stories about dancing in front of the Kala. So what do they say about Yehuda Bar Ilai? Shayanotel Bad Shahadas Umarake Lifnei Kala. He would take a myrtle branch and he would dance in front of the Kala. Veomer Kala Na Vechasuda. And he would dance in front of her, you know, say Kala Vechasuda, and he would use a myrtle branch, which is a representative of of Esther. Esther was called Hadassah, right? So Esther was, so it was beautiful. So he would use a myrtle branch to dance in front of her to show just how beautiful she was. So Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Miraked Atlas. Shmuel Bar Yitzchak would dance with three. What do you mean? He would juggle. He was a juggler, so he would juggle three hadasim in front of the kala. So Amr Reb Zera. So Reb Zera says, well, that's ridiculous, right? If you want to look how Rashi explains juggling, atlas, Rashi says, shalosh badin, zorek achas, mekabel achas. You throw one and catch the other, right? He's just trying to explain how I don't think they have a Hebrew word for, you know, at least Rashi didn't have a Hebrew word for juggling, but he explains what it is, right? Okay, so what would happen? So Amr Reb Zera, kamachzif lan saba. Wow, so Reb Zera said a very sharp thing about Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. He said he's embarrassing Talmidei Chacham. This is terrible what he's doing. He's acting like a fool, and he's embarrassing the office of Talmidei Chacham. Look at Rashi. Rashi is machzif lan saba shemizazla bekavet Talmidei Chachamim v'noe kalas rosh ba'atzmo. And he's being mizazla bekavet Talmidei Chacham in general, and he's acting like like foolishly. So Amr Reb Zera. So kinach nafshei. When Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak passed away, ifsik amuda denura bein didei lekulei ama. There was a pillar of fire that came down from Shemayim, whatever it is. It was miraculous. Miraculously, there was a pillar of fire that separated between, I guess, his body and everybody else. Okay? Ugemire delo ifsik amuda denura eli ilachad bedara, ila tre bedara. And just so you know how often this used to happen, it would happen once in a generation, maybe twice in a generation. Meaning that clearly Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak was a very, very special person, a very, very spiritual person, and was given tremendous kavod min haShemayim. So Rav Zera, was the one who had said he's being mezazel Talmidei Chachamim, and clearly Ribono Shel Olam didn't feel that way. So Amr Rav Zera, when Rav Zera saw this fire, so he said, Ahanyele shutise l'saba. I'm going to say three different pshatim what he said. So Ahanyele shutise l'saba, v'amela shtuse l'saba, v'amela shitase l'saba. Okay, so what do these different things mean? So Reb Zera says there are three possibilities of what he said about what it was that was special about why Shmuel Bar Yitzchak got this very special kavod. So look at Rashi. Rashi shutise saba, it was his shutuse shot shalhadas shamirakabo. So at the end of the day, he says it was his hadas stick, which was the thing that gave him this kavod, because apparently he would dance this way, and he realizes this is the thing that gave him this kavod in the end. So I'm the shutuse saba. Let's say no, he meant he was his shutuse. Shutise. Rashi says shutise shitasa ominhago, meaning it was his decision. And his shita, his decision to do that, his decision for himself that he did this, that was the right thing to do. V'amela shtuse, I say no, it was his shtuse shahay mitznanahi kishota, meaning no, it was actually that he acted sort of silly, but he acted silly on purpose, and whatever. The point being, These are all the different ways of saying the same thing, which was because he acted this way when he would dance in front of the Kala, that was what was like so special about him. And that's why he did that. So Tosis points out, it's so interesting, look at Rashi, Shitasi Lasava. Tosis on the top left, the third Tosis says, if you go four lines down, Vim Tomar, Uminale de Bishvil Kain Zacha. Again, it wasn't like he was dancing in front of the Kala and passed away while he was dancing. Like, what was it that gave him this idea to say it was because of this? So Veishloma the Amud the Nura Hayake in Shivsha the Hadas. He says that the pillar of fire looked like it was in the shape of a Hadas. And that's how he realized, wow, you know, it must have been because of this thing that he was that he got this special cover. Okay. So Rav Acha Markiv La Akasve Umarakid. So this is another Gemara that's quoted sometimes, in Yonei Yichud and things like this. So what would Rav Acha do? He would take the kala and put her on his shoulders, umarakid, and he would dance. Wow, with the kala on his shoulders. You imagine any time a chacham would put the kala on his shoulders and dance, else we have to be strong. So Amr Le Rabbanan, so Rabbanan said to him, Adam Ma'ud Le Mavid Hachi, like, sure, are we supposed to do this too? So Amr Lehu, Idamyan Aleichu Kikashura Lechayai. If he lo. If the kala to you is like a kshura, Rashi says, what's a kshura? Kikora Ba'ama. Right, that when you do this, you would have no thoughts or anything. You'd feel nothing. It'd be like you were carrying a beam on your shoulders. Then you can do this, but otherwise not. Meaning, basically, the answer is no. You cannot do that. So he was apparently so able to block out any thoughts or feelings, etc., that he was able to do that. But obviously, the answer for everybody else is this is not something a person should do. Amr Shmuel Bar Achmani, Amr Yonasan. But by the way, it looked pretty not appropriate, right? But nevertheless, again, for like Simchas Chasam Kala, in a certain sense, he was like willing to do such a thing, But again, I don't think that tells you that these are things that we should do. But it's things that the idea being Mesameach Chasam Kala, making them feel good about their choice of each other, etc., is so powerful and so important that there are all kinds of things that people are willing to do. So Amr Shmuel Bar Achmani, Amr Yonasan, Mutol Yistachal B'Fnei Kala Kol Shiva. They had a chamva abayla, right? So Shmuel Bar Achmani says in the name of Yonasan that you can look. You can again. The stakel doesn't mean to look. The stakel means to stare, right? You can really, really like look at the beauty of the kala in order to for all of Shavuot brachas lechamva abayla to like really make the chasen feel good, right? But we don't pass in like that. Look at Rashi. Rashi says lechamva kisheruah hakol mestaklin ba nichnas yofieha belibo. Right, you want to take this to like a very, this is getting a little more extreme. You know, so look, if everyone's like looking at her and they're pointing around how beautiful she is, it's the same thing. It's going to make the chasen feel good. But we don't pass in like that. You don't pass like that. Fine. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. I think it's a very important difference, by the way, the language of the histakel, right? There's a difference between, you have to look a person, that's child, right? A man can look a woman in the face to talk to a woman, to have a conversation. It's a difference between looking in the face and looking at a woman in order to get hana. Woman's not your wife. That's not appropriate. But to look someone in the eyes so you can talk to them, that's appropriate. But to stare, to stare at them, to look at their beauty, that is something that we're not supposed to do. And that's what this is, a bold thing to say, and that's why also we don't paskin that way. Tana Rabbanan. Ma'virin es hamei. Okay, so now different halachos now about a kala related to a mace. Tanu Rabbanan ma'virin es hamei milifnei akala v'zeh milifnei melech Yisrael. So what does it mean ma'virin? Ma'virin means you divert the mace. If you have a kala coming, Rashi says ma'virin kishakala yotzam yibeis avia. Right? The kala is coming from her father's house, and they're like on their way to the wedding. Right? There's like you have this entourage. Imagine like a chnasa sefer Torah. The entourage bringing her to the wedding. The base chasunasa, right? She's going to the wedding hall. Venose hames yotzin, and the piece who are people carrying a mace are also coming here. Ubezu bezu, uchlusin harbe, fein rotzulis arif. Right? You have like overlap here, and you don't want to mix. So ma'avinas hames, I feel the derech acheres. You take the mace a different way, so that there's not they don't cross paths. But both of them, right? But both of them do so for the Melech Yisrael. If you have a Kala coming, you have a Mace coming, you have a Melech Yisrael coming, so the Melech Yisrael goes first, and the other ones go in the other different direction. So Amal Alav, Al Agripas, HaMelech, Sha'av, Mifnei Kala, Vishavchuhu, Chachamim. But there was a story about Agripas HaMelech, who diverted himself, right, from the Kala, and Chachamim gave him a lot of Shavach. But that's very strange. Shavchuhu, Mechalal, Deshaber, Avad. The idea of him diverting himself, or letting the Kala basically go first, That sounds like he did the right thing. Nasi melech ein kvado. Right? Even if you want to argue that a nasi can be mochal on its kavod, right? But a melech can never be mochal. Even if he says he's mochal, it doesn't matter. It doesn't work. A melech cannot be mochal on its kavod. Why? D'amar mar som tasim alecha melech shetehe emaso alecha. Right? That the Torah says som tasim alecha melech. You should place on yourself a melech that his ema, the fear of a melech should be on you in the sense that you're not able to even be mochal on his kavod. Rashi says som tasim alecha melech. Yisrael huzerush yasimu aleihem shia yamus simos harbe som tasim. It's a double language. Multiple simos, ways of placing the king on you. Meaning chomar shitei ameso aleihem. It means you should like really have him on you. Like in a certain sense, you should really be fearful of him. Hilkach en kvodo machol shalafikach riba hakasov shi simos harbe. What's the som tasim? Point is, meaning to say, I don't care how much he wants to be mochal, it doesn't matter. He's not allowed. So how could you have allowed the kal to go in front of the melech? So answers the Gemara, Parshas Derachim Abai. No, it wasn't really that like he let them go. There are different pathways. Rashi says, V'lo nikar she'avra milafanea, ela ki'ilu hu tzarech lefanos la'oso aderech. He made it as if he was going, that meaning he did. He avoided passing in front of the kala, but it was Mike. They just went a different way. Right, so it made it seem like they were, I have to go that direction anyways. It wasn't so obvious. But if it was obvious, the two were standing in front of each other, he could not be mochal and let a kala go in front of him. Okay. Next. What do we do about people who are learning Torah and also have to go to the mitzvah of hotzas ha-meis and achnas ha-skala? Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanu mevadlin tamat Torah lehotzas ha-meis ulachnas ha-skala. A person should be mevadlin tamat Torah. A person's learning and there's a need for a funeral, or there's needs of a wedding. So we're mevatel tamat Torah for hachnas haskala. Some say this is only true if the person's on their way to learn. Right? They're like on their way to the Beis Medrash and they see a wedding and they see a funeral, they have to stop. They have to go attend to the funeral or the wedding. Maybe if they already started learning, they don't have to stop. We'll get to more of that in a second. So Amr Alav, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Adalai, Shehai mevatel tamat Torah lahotzas hameis ulachnas haskala. Right? So they tell stories, Rabbi Yehuda bar Yehuda, that he would do that, that he would be mevatel learning in order to go to a funeral or to a wedding. What are we talking about? Yeah, when's that? Not any wedding or any funeral, because literally you have a person who would never. You have this in guys in yeshiva sometimes. Like in yeshiva, and every night it's a lechayim or it's a wedding. Right? From like, oh, how friendly the guy? Well, he's like one time was in my shir once, and I saw him for 5 minutes. I gotta go to the wedding, like chevra. And we're never gonna ever learn. We're gonna be going to a wedding all the time, right? So how do you define when you should go, right? If she'ain imo kol tzorcho, because if you don't go, it's gonna be not nice, right? There's not gonna be enough people there. But yesh imo kol tzorcho, ein mevatlim. If it's enough people, then you don't have to go, right? That's actually the barometer we often tell guys. Is the chassan gonna feel bad that you're not there? No, he's not gonna notice. Okay, so then what are you going for, right? But if he's gonna notice you're not there, then you should go, right? And it's true for not just guys in yeshiva, but true for all of us, right? If it means something to the person, you're gonna be there, so that really makes a difference. If not, and you have a shir, or you have a chavrusa, or whatever, so then you don't just drop every time you learn to go to a simcha or even to go to a funeral. But ready? Kama kortzorcho. So how much is kortzorcho for here we're talking about a funeral? What are we talking about? I'm Rav Shmuel Barini, Mishmei Derav, Tresar Alfe Gavre, Vishisa Alfe Shipure. 12,000 people and 6,000 people blowing shofars. That's a lot of people. V'amrillah, and if you have less than that, then you have to go. V'amrillah, Tresar Alfe Gavre. And say, no, it's 13,000 people. Uminayu Shisa Alfe Shipure. And out of the 13,000, 6,000 have a shofar. So it's only 13,000 total instead of 18,000 total. Okay, so Ula Amar could go in the Chaitzei Gavre ma'avula va'atzichra. So Ula says that if you like spread the people out from the base of Avil all the way to the cemetery, you'd have a full line of people. Rav Sheshes v'tema Rabbi Yochanan Amar nitilasa kinisinasa matnisinasa b'shishim ribo afnitilasa b'shishim ribo. It's the Torah, just like the Torah was given with 600,000 people. So the Torah is quote taken away, meaning the passing of a person is like the Torah being removed, right? Rashi says, right, Nitilasa shel Torah mimeno, right? It's like his Torah being taken, kinesinasa b'sinai. And Nitilasa hainu k'shemes v'talmudo b'bata, right? The person passes away, so the learning that they have is, in a certain sense, it's no longer going to be passed down because the person has, by that person at least, because they passed away. The point being, you need to have 600,000 people. Okay, so then every single person has to go. If you live in a relatively not humongous town, everyone's gonna have to go to every funeral. So honey mili leman the kari, right? That's true. Say for someone who learns, right? Look at Rashi leman the kari mikra v'tani, and someone who teaches Mishnah. So sorry, learns mikra and learns Mishnah. Mishnah aval adayan lo shana l'tamim. This is a person who doesn't teach yet, right? Aval leman de masni. But for someone who teaches, so then there's no shir, right? That's why for the greatest Talmid Chachamim, right, Yosef, these funerals, there's 600,000 people, 700,000 people, right? These Talmid Chachamim, there's tremendous Chaim Kanievsky. There's no shir to the amount of people who should come to those funerals. Look at Rashi, leis le shiura umimila sham inan de leman de lo kari velo tani ein mevatlin. Im Yeshlom is asking kidei kavura ba'ama, right? So Rashi flips it and says, and what do you see from here? That really the truth is that if the person's not a person like that, a great Talmud Chacham, a person who's Torah, etc., so then we don't make a person be vatal Talmud Torah as long as there are people who can deal with the funeral. As long as there's enough people, so then there's enough. And that's sort of the yisod, right? You have to know, is there enough people to take care of is enough kavod for this person, or not enough kavod? We all have these experiences, right? We want to make sure there's enough people there at the funeral. It should be covered a mace, it should cover the person, so that we try to make sure that we do that, but not to a place where we're, you know, being mivatal Talmud Torah. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow. Just kidding. Wednesday.